Hello. Today's January 4th, and it is the nonsense day of the news.
January 4th be with you.
Doesn't really work. You've got a few months. Yeah.
And so here we are, the end of the first 2019 episode of Level 1 News.
The first week. How has your week been? I don't know how my week's going to be yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty lackluster.
What if something terrible happens to you during the week?
I know. Yeah. And then everyone will be like, oh, remember that time?
Well, let's talk about some artificial intelligence and some robots. I enjoy these stories.
Yeah, these are some of my favorite
and
stories.
And this one was one of my favorite ones of the week. It's always nice when they have the AI name things.
New Year's and fireworks, those go together, right? So AI invents New Year fireworks names that sound more like the end of humanity. So we could just, like, you can skip all this. You don't have to read it. Let's just go straight to the list.
The names are really funny.
Silver Pirate Counters. Pronk XL. B2B Torch All Dang. Shark Whistler.
Shark Whistler could work.
That would work, yeah. I would buy a Shark Whistler.
And the Extreme Maxi Whistling kind of sounds like an English.
Maxi?
That's what they came up
with. Like Maxi Pad?
How about my favorite? Well, I mean, like, maybe not the funniest, but Happiness Rockets.
That should be the title of this episode. Yeah.
Happiness Rockets.
My favorite was I Just Looked. And it's a little meta.
Into Eggs. Dragfalmed. I think they put another language in here, too.
There must have, yeah.
Just to mess with it. But yeah, that's a great list if you want to check it out. I don't think this Ars Technica article is even the full list.
Yeah.
So there's even more.
It's almost as funny as like the AI does TV commercials or like AI does an episode tries of to Seinfeld. Write.
Yeah, and it can't. It tries, but it can't.
But it's somehow still really funny.
Well, we've ended another year. And we still do not have Rosie the Robot cleaning our homes and taking care of our children.
And doing the laundry.
And it's a huge disappointment every year that we put in the books and we don't have home robots. But Toyota wants to fix that.
Toyota is working on some really crazy stuff in their R&D department. So they want to build robots for old people. And they want it to be like the Netflix movie Robot and Frank. But right now it's more like, remember the Crushinator? From Futurama.
Just smashes the old person stuff.
Yeah, the problem is to make a robot that can lift an old person and do all the things that it needs to do, they get heavy really quickly, like a car.
Yeah.
And you can't really have that in your assisted living facility.
That would be tough
on
a high-rise.
On the 50th floor, yeah.
Can you imagine like the entire floor has a caved robot in every room?
Oh, it's, yeah.
I wonder if in our lifetime we're going to see old people running around in like skeletal exosuits that's just like running them around.
I think that's more,
that would be amazing.
Well, that's more likely than the robots, but think about how bad old people are at navigating cars. And to give
they're
them
just in a giant
powerful
suit.
Exosuits where they're just swatting people out of the way and running down it. Maybe if it was completely AI controlled, but that brings its own.
I mean,
issues.
Imagine the ill-tempered old lady that you deal with at the grocery store where she thinks that you work there and she keeps demanding that you help her. And it's like,
the robot gets more and more menacing. Like,
lady, I don't know where the cat food is. And she just lifts you off the ground by your neck. Whiskers needs his food.
Now listen here, you little shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I can't believe how rude young people are. And it's like, you're not listening to me. I don't work here.
Well, you can't say anything at that point because you've been choked out and you've passed out in the iron mace grip of the robot.
Well, here's an impressive AI thing. What happens when you have old recordings of music, right? It's mono. It's not stereo. What can you do? AI to the rescue.
Machine learning makes mono soundtracks more immersive. And so it looks at the video of the recording and places the instruments in the recording according to where the instruments appear in the video.
Seems like that would only work if you had instruments in the video, but still kind of
well, if
cool.
You think about those old, like, the Ed Sullivan Show recordings. I suddenly can't talk. But yeah, I think there would be a lot of, or like old concert footage, if you wanted to restore that. I mean, it's a niche thing, but it's kind of cool, right?
Do you think they used something like that for, I guess they probably didn't, but they did all the restore work for a, was it World War I footage Peter Jackson did?
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't watched that. I want to watch it.
I bet there's a making of that explains what he did because it was amazing.
Well, so you can hear the bullet whizzing by and
stuff. Yeah. I doubt it had much sound when I thought about it for like
that'd
more
be a cool
than 2 seconds.
Did,
but
well, Tesla, we've talked about,
Tesla's been in every episode this week.
The good and the bad about Tesla for 2018. And one of the controversies that they had was the autopilot. It was impressive, but people depended on it too much.
Yeah.
And now, maybe they can.
Well, Tesla is expanding its employee testing of its upgraded autopilot hardware. And so it's looking for a few hundred employees to volunteer as testers. Now, it is true that the testing is going to require an upgraded electronics package. And some people that have bought Teslas have prepaid for the fully autonomous package. So it is confirmed, more or less, that you're going to need an upgraded electronics package. But this would seem to indicate that they're pretty close to being able to release a fully autonomous, or at least more autonomous, driving package. We don't know what fully means, because it was called autopilot before, which some people thought
meant you didn't have to pay attention.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what this actually means. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some regulatory approval and some other stuff in here as well.
$8,000 is what that package costs if you're buying a car new.
Now, does the person who decides to do this for the company, they get paid extra?
No, they just get the free kit. But
they get the free upgrade.
They get a free upgrade.
And you really don't have to do anything.
You just
have
to agree. Just drive like you normally do.
Just let them monitor you.
Yeah.
Which they're, you know, he's already doing that.
Provide data and feedback.
Even if you're not part of the thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you're a Tesla employee and you buy a Tesla, I'm sure he's watching.
Well, he doesn't want to have any pedos working for him. You know. Well, then he gets to throw out accusations on Twitter.
They make technology for that now.
Well, speaking of sexual dysfunction, an amazing new advancement in the world of sex robots.
The new sex robots are going to be able to feel human touch with this new technology. This is a very, very detailed article about what precisely that means.
You know, you know who's excited? You know who is way into sex robots? Boiler Snake.
I'm not really condoning the sex robot movement, but it is kind of interesting. Like, it's an interesting technology that they've developed to do this.
Boiler Snake likes this because, of course, as a snake, he likes to constrict around his sex robot. And he wants her to feel the compression that's his love. So, interesting. One of the things I noted about this, it's not surprising, but we've done several sex robot stories in Level 1 News. And the boobs are just ridiculously big. I mean, look at this. Look at the breast-to-waist ratio on these girls. And then there's
They're hunks of plastic that are made to look like women.
But look at these monsters back here.
In real life, she would require some sort of spinal surgery.
Yeah, she would have serious medical problems. That's not good. Well, and, you know, not only your sex robot, in a perfect world, your sex robot's not just for sex, right? In a perfect world, when you're done, she can cook for you.
Although the AI is a little lackluster at this point, a Christmas menu dreamed up by a robot. And so this Christmas menu is all about the leftovers. It's like, hey, we got all these leftover ingredients, and we're kind of tired of just eating the same thing over again. Is there a way that we can combine these into something new?
And the answer is no.
No, don't start with that. Start with the first thing, because this
sandwich doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, this is entirely reasonable. I've done this. AI,
but this is not an AI one.
The AI didn't come up with that?
No, that's a stock photo.
Okay, well, it came up with the sandwich.
It came up
that was
with
like,
this.
This is the first recipe, so this is croquettes.
But it's fried in some sort of thing with uneaten gravy.
Well, let's look at the
ingredients. It looks disgusting.
List. Brussels sprouts, cranberry sauce, uneaten gravy, turkey and stuffing.
This was not good.
We don't know that.
We don't know, but I'm going to take it just from that photo. No.
The taste testers were like, it's not good.
How about this?
The taste tester said this one was okay.
So here we have sausages, bacon, bread sauce, and red cabbage in a Spanish potato casserole. Oddly enough, no potato listed in the...
Yeah, it's kind of like, maybe they got the firecracker AI to name that one.
The taste testers also liked this
Krista
one.
Krista hated this, the look of this one. I think this one could be good.
It's some kind of bread.
I think it's a sweet.
If it's supposed to be sweet, it might be okay.
It's some kind of bread with the cranberry sauce.
It looks like that'd be like good with tea.
They don't list ingredients with this one, but I think that would be tasty. It looks almost like a fruitcake.
Yeah, I don't like fruitcake that well, but I mean,
they don't have pictures of the other one, but you can see here we got spicy seafood casserole. That's just a turkey carcass. Spaghetti it came up with somehow. What is this one?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Cardamom and ghee turned a classic Christmas pudding into a dish with a more Indian twist?
I don't know.
It's madness. It's AI madness, but it is fascinating. Well, maybe a little more important for humanity. other than, hey, this is going to be controversial. More important than sex robots is dealing with cancer.
I don't know.
And so this article is about AI automatically sorting cancer cells. But it's figuring out what kind of cancer you have in order to figure out how it needs to combat that. So it can do an analysis and say, oh, yeah, okay, this type of thing. Maybe we need to try this type of radiation or focus it here or whatever.
The cell is tagged with a taxonomy term.
Krista, rate the stock photo.
I actually like that. I think it's cool. I don't know if that's what cancer actually looks like, but it looks really cool. I
mean, it looks really terrifying, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to kill me in my sleep.
And there are these dots over here, and I don't know what they're for.
I think it's just to make it look scientific. You know, it's like a grid. Great overlay.
Excellently done. Well, we talk about the AI, the DeepMind AI, and it plays Go, it plays chess, it plays all these other games. It's trying to play MOBAs and online games. But can it do something in the real world that's useful?
Google wants to help AI learn to book flights on the web, which is trickier than one might imagine. Although, there are aspects of this that are based on a user's personal preference. And so that factors in the AI here as well, like where you like to sit on a plane. Do you normally fly first class? Do you normally fly business class? Do you normally want to sit in an exit row? Can the AI sort of choose automatically based on your preferences?
But also, every airline calls those something a little bit different.
Yeah. Which I bet that's frustrating as hell.
Yeah.
That's like, or even just for people who like design airplanes, I bet that's really annoying.
And some airlines are going to offer things that other ones don't.
Yeah.
So the meal. Are you going to buy, do you need extra baggage? You want to prepay for that?
And then the AI can figure out which one is actually the best deal based on what you need to travel with.
And book it for you.
Are you bringing a dog? Is the dog an emotional support animal or does it need to go in the cargo hold?
It'll die in the cargo.
Or are you bringing
it? It might die in the cabin too.
The other myriad of emotional support animals that you can bring on planes.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of the hamster that she flushed?
Pebbles.
Oh, rip Pebbles.
Yeah. That's been
2018.
That was 2017, wasn't it?
I think it was 2017.
Yeah, Pebbles has been dead a long time. Wow. Shame.
The pain never really fades though.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we lost Pebbles yesterday.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, Google Chrome has redesigned, and I tried to get Chris's read on it, and she won't commit.
This is one of those things that sometimes people freak out about UI changes for no discernible reason.
What's the headline?
Google Chrome's new UI is ugly, and people are very angry. What I suspect is happening here is that they've just streamlined it to be more in line with their material guidelines, and people just freaked the hell out about it. I don't know. I don't use Chrome a whole lot, so I didn't have as much to say, but it didn't look that bad to me.
Now, in the old versions, you could roll back to the old UI. A lot of people did. But in this version, they've removed it. They've said no more of that. You will love this new one. You have no choice in the matter.
I give it a week and people will be used to it. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, what if you gave them about 12 days?
12? I knew that's where you were going. Fox News has the thing that says that most people give up New Year's resolutions by January 12th. That means you've got 8 days to accomplish whatever it was you resolved to do.
Finish up Devember, which is like the forum challenge, if you haven't already.
Yeah, you should check out the Devember forum
There's
thread.
There's a lot of people blogging about that.
A lot of good
that.
Stuff there.
Honestly, though, isn't it more like 10 days? Because you're going to be drunk.
The first two,
We're
going
to be hungover on the first.
Maybe your resolution is to be drunk all year. So maybe the first 2 years
I'd
are
say by the 12th, you probably have to stop.
Yeah.
Because you're about
your
to
liver
die.
Liver damage, yeah.
Liver failure.
No, that would work out, I think. It would still be true. Well, I don't know. Krista, you're too young for this, right? You never used the zapper.
No.
Sad. But I remember shooting that stupid dog. You remember shooting the dog?
Yeah.
My dad did. My dad had we had two games on our NES. We had Duck Hunt and we had Addams Family and Mario. We had three games. My dad
Duck
played
Hunt
Duck
and Mario
Hunt.
Were the same game.
Oh, were they?
They came on the same cartridge.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, if you remember the zapper gun, it has other uses these days.
Yeah, this African man has wrapped it in duct tape. Oh, Mexican. Oh, scroll down.
Racist. Anyway, he did that. It was racist.
He wrapped it in black tape and used it to rob a bank.
For those youngins among you, here's what it actually looks
like. It's like bright orange,
Well, it wasn't always orange. It was two-tone gray.
Yeah, you had to get like right up on the screen to get it to work. Or at least we did
now,
in ours.
There are morons who will buy a polymer gun with this gray polymer and then they'll Cerakote the slide to be gray, and they'll put Nintendo on it, even though it's a real firearm. That's stupid.
Didn't we know someone who did the pony thing?
Well, yeah, that's not quite the same. I mean, it doesn't resemble.
That's true. It doesn't resemble a fake gun.
Yeah. Right.
It's a great way to get a kid to accidentally shoot the gun, is what you're saying.
Or shoot your television
it's
set.
It's a great way to get a cop to shoot you. Uh-huh. Although, you got a real gun, so maybe that doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a bad idea.
Just don't do it.
Guns.
Pro criminal tip, don't do that.
I do not blame people who are like, those black guns are scary. Yeah, they'll kill you. So that's I don't hate the fact that people are, you know, healthy respect and fear of guns. That's a good thing.
But a healthy fear and respect of plastic Nintendo toys, probably not so good.
You should definitely have that separation. You should be able to enjoy yourself when you're, you know,
playing Duck Hunt.
You know what else that's tangentially connected to Japan, that there should be a healthy separation between love and respect and not eating them? It's Japan.
Well, I mean,
something that was almost a good segue.
No, I mean, it's a good segue, but I don't know if we can. Should we really say that we shouldn't eat them?
No, I don't. I have so. Let's read that line. Japan announces withdrawal from International Whaling Commission to resume commercial whaling.
I don't think there are enough whales that whaling makes sense.
Well, I don't really have an issue if it could be done sustainably, but I don't know that that's really possible.
That would be like one whale a year.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, they're not going to give that up.
You get a lot. You can see here cans of whale, canned whale. Now, I imagine you fill up a lot of cans from one whale.
A lot of cans. Big. Yeah.
But
will the whalers commit to one whale a year? Because that seems like that's going to be more ceremonial than commercial.
But the higher you get on the evolutionary ladder, the more goes into developing an organism, the calorie cost. So a whale ends up growing and eating a lot in order to become an adult whale.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a very, like a cow, for
a good
example.
Return, yeah.
Yeah, a cow or a pig is way less environmental impact, I think.
Yeah.
But most people just argue because whales are smart.
Hmm. Yeah, I think whales are smart, yeah.
Yeah, and so.
I mean, again, it's an animal. I don't have an issue with eating it. It's necessary, but.
Arguably, cows have been bred to the point that they're less smart than their natural counterparts.
But, I mean, if you make that argument, Krista, what about just really stupid people? Would it be okay to eat them?
No, those are humans. Yeah. Whales live in the ocean, and I just don't.
What if it was just a moron that lives in the water all the time?
Lives in the water. Just underwater.
You can't get him out of the pool.
The hot tub with the hackers.
Well, speaking of morons.
The three of us, I don't think we take a lot of selfies.
So many selfies.
Krista, you ever take any Rue selfies?
No, I take pictures of Rue all the time. Like half my phone is pictures of Rue, but not with me in it. No, I don't do selfies very
much.
I feel too awkward.
When I'm doing, you know, family stuff, sometimes they don't selfie, but sometimes to break the monotony and get out of, I want to go on Imgur and look at cats.
Yeah.
And that stupid Christmas Day Imgur selfie thing.
Oh, yeah. Ruins Christmas.
I hate that so much.
It does ruin it.
That if you post a selfie on Imgur ever, I hate you.
I came there to laugh, not to look at your selfie.
And I hope that your wrists deteriorate to the point that you can't even use them.
So Fox News again is a warning of selfie wrist, an emerging hazard of the digital age.
Doctor. Notice not doctors. A single doctor.
They called like 50 doctors and they found one that didn't say, are you stupid? Yeah. No, I'm not going to put my name on
Hello,
that.
Hello, everybody.
And one guy was like, Fox News, yeah, I'll say whatever you want.
Speaking of things that have gone horribly wrong and required clinical intervention.
So I'm against the state stepping in most cases. But when you are such a bad parent that you, it's like, oh, we can't stop the child from using the computer. How about you destroy it?
Take it away.
How about you tie them to the bed so that they can't get to it? There's so many options you could have taken before doing what happened in this story.
So this Nazareth court has sent a youth to a psychiatric detention over Fortnite addiction. Now, supposedly this kid pulled a knife on his parents because
he threatened to self-harm.
Because he wanted to continue playing Fortnite.
And he wasn't going to school.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That was the big thing. So the school, of course, notified authorities and said, hey, this kid's not coming to school. And they looked into it. And the social worker found that the parents just had no control and this kid was playing 20 hours of Fortnite every day.
Proving that nothing good has come out of Nazareth for the last 2,000 years.
Do you think how many dance emotes had this kid purchased?
Oh, he probably has the whole collection. Like, he'd probably change his costumes mid-match just to flex on people. Can you do that?
Can you grind out the loot box stuff in game, or do you have to buy that?
I don't know. Overwatch, you can.
I think you can grind for it.
Yeah, so.
He'd probably, you know, like, I don't know if you could change your outfits. I bet you could, though. Like, how hilarious would that be? Like, he's just changing outfits while he dabs over your body.
Well, I mean, we don't know. That kid could be a trendsetter. He could be, you know, just like the social pressure to participate and, you know, whatever is what is motivating him to act that way.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because we talked about Facebook falling in popularity and most of the social, you know, YouTube is destroying itself. And so where do you go to keep in touch with your friends in 2019?
Turns out it's Fortnite, at least according to The Verge. Fortnite was 2018's most important social network.
Where everybody knows your name.
The game is an excuse to stay connected. No, that was last week, Krista.
Cheers.
Well, everybody knows your emote.
Your avatar.
So yeah, they're saying that so many people are playing Fortnite, and I guess they have like a lobby or whatever where you can message your friends and create groups and stuff.
Yeah.
So people are using that to hang out and talk. And, you know, every once in a while, you do a Fortnite run. Good times, right?
Neat. We'll have to try that on the stream, where we just sit around and talk and don't do anything in Fortnite.
I mean, that's kind of what we do in the stream anyway, just with other games.
You need to be 18 and have a super low-cut top for that to work on Twitch.
To make that work.
But it does work super if you have
Or you have to be things. Really, really good at the game. So I guess if you're not, well, in that case, you're not playing the game. Yeah.
And then you can't talk.
Well, speaking of Fortnite, no one can argue that Fortnite did not wholesale steal its entire gameplay function from PUBG, who kind of stole it, but that guy invented the other place that it went. So basically, he invented it, and they took it and ran with it and made it the biggest game ever. But PUBG amazingly still exists.
It's in its death throes.
Yeah,
and how we know is Newsweek is covering stuff about PUBG. And this week is PUBG's radar hack ban wave sparks an esports cheating controversy. So this was a cheat that you could run on another device and see the map for the match that you were currently in so that you knew the locations of all the players. So made it a lot easier to know what was going on.
Yeah, you don't just take a blind corner and end up with 20 shots in your chest.
They banned 30,000 players, and a lot of esports people were caught up in that, apparently.
That does not surprise me.
So now in a LAN tournament, the big tournaments, you couldn't do this, obviously, because they have cameras on you. But the qualifiers are often online, and some smaller tournaments are. So these guys were for sure cheating at some of those. Some of the teams, they went back and looked at footage because you can hear the chatter that they're talking about. And this one of the guys that were cheating, they were like, oh, look, he told the team to go there and there was no way he could have known. So he was for sure
doing it.
Maybe the other players didn't know, but they were still benefiting from it.
Yeah.
Because he was calling, he was leading the team with all that knowledge.
I keep expecting this to happen for Overwatch League. Not this kind of cheat, but like some other kind of cheat.
Well, the server architecture should be such that these third-party clients don't know the position of every player. Like, why does that even?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be the kind of cheat. I would think like aimbots and stuff. Well, I'm waiting for a pro or like semi-pro player to get caught with one.
I don't think the map data is necessarily in the game, but it has to know the other player's positions because it has to know where they, like, if they're shooting at you, right? So it's pulling that directly from.
Isn't there spectate mode? Didn't they have to add a spectate mode?
It doesn't matter because you can't not let your client know where the other players are because you're interacting with the other players.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Well, yeah. to an extent. I think you could still limit it by range or.
But it would still be super useful if you had like a 100-yard radius.
Yeah.
Well, I think the saying is, blue sky in morning, sailors warning, or something like that.
Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. Red sky at night, sailors delight.
Oh, is it red sky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't fit quite as
well.
It doesn't fit as well, no.
I ruined it. Sky in Queens turns bright blue amid reports of fire at Con Ed substation.
Now, depending on where you were, it could have been bright blue or it could have been purplish as oxygen or nitrogen was being vaporized.
Twitter was up in a hizzy about this. I saw so many posts. I don't know what hizzy is, but they were up in it.
This was, Con Ed. It's like another Con Ed transformer goes down, but people were freaking out.
I don't think it affected power very much. I think like a subway train went down and a couple people lost power just for a few seconds, but it recovered quickly. However, it was such a massive explosion or discharge of energy, at least, that it changed the sky's color.
Now, I'm sure that if all science fiction movies are to be believed, a sentient computer was born somewhere because of that. And maybe it was one of these holographic...
Someone was time-traveling.
Or someone was time-traveling. But maybe that was one of these holographic entertainers.
Well, I know everybody here, especially you, Wendell, huge fans of Machiavelli.
Oh, yeah.
The Columinati.
Yes.
Big follower of him.
Oh, yeah.
And you would probably go to one of these shows if, in fact, they brought back the Tupac hologram.
I thought you were going to go with like the Hatsune Miku thing. It's like, oh, yeah, because they do this in Japan.
I was referring to Tupac's nickname.
No, yeah, Tupac's there, yeah. Look.
No, see, I don't know. Dead musicians are touring again as holograms. It's tricky technologically and legally. So who owns the rights to these different...
Dead bodies.
Yeah, I mean, this actually, it wasn't mentioned in the article, but a lot of the sports games now have problems too because... some of the people that are like in any NBA games, they don't own the rights to the tattoos that are on their arm. And so even though they sign up to be in a video game, they don't necessarily have the rights to sign up.
Well, you could take those off easily enough.
Yeah.
Or just make them something. Or just like put EA logos on there.
But you can't. Then you don't necessarily recognize the player. But it talks about how Amy Winehouse, this article talks about how Amy Winehouse is going on tour in 2019. And they
even though she's passed away.
Yeah, she died. They have a performer or a lookalike come in, and then they just deepfakes it in 3D.
Yeah, they use similar software to the face rig software. Yeah. So they get your face, and then they rig it, and then that lookalike actually performs. But it's all pre-recorded. And if you watch so they got the Tupac video here. This actually happened.
Yeah,
that's been a few years ago.
And he actually does like... I didn't switch... He actually interacts with the audience a little bit. Like, he mentions Coachella, which Tupac was never at Coachella, as far as I know. I don't think it existed.
He faked his death. No, it's a hologram.
And so the question is...
The water hadn't gone down.
The
and
compulsions
now it
have taken their first toll of 2019.
No, it was going to be a Star Trek meme. It was going to be, it's a fake... You know, like the Romulan from his Vrenak from Deep Space Nine.
But now you've just ruined our experiment.
It's totally worth it. So the question isn't who owns the recording. You still have to pay to use the recording of the music. But it's who owns the likeness,
the hologram.
The hologram. And it's new territory. We've never experienced that before.
I think if I was like a big recording artist like this, it's like instead of touring all the time, could you just do hologram tours, still make the money, and then have time to relax?
Yes. Some of the Pop-Tarts... Considering they're lip syncing it in the first place.
Yeah, what are you paying to see there?
Bobby, no, you're not paying. You're paying so that you hope that you corner Taylor Swift in the elevator.
Just like in your fanfiction. And then she's like, wow, I've never met a man who understands me like this. I'll never write a song about you.
You get close to her so that she can smell your fear sweat from being that close to your...
Pro tip, that's not a good smell.
But in the fanfic, she loves it. And she's like, let's get married.
Oh, your musk is intoxicating.
And then she writes a song called Intoxicating.
Well, I included this last story. Of course, thinking about Roo the dog.
Who doesn't think about Roo?
As the U.S. descends into an Orwellian state, the TSA is going to deploy more floppy-eared dogs because they're less scary than pointy-eared dogs.
I feel like this is eventually going to backfire because then people are going to associate floppy-eared dogs with the TSA. But...
Well, I mean, the German Shepherds have a long history of aggression, so it should take decades for that to happen. But, of course, they got a picture here. Here you go. That's
labs are going to be the new, like, we don't allow labs here. Labs are aggressive.
There's an emptiness in these eyes.
There's nothing there. It's all he's thinking about is chasing ducks and chewing socks.
I'm pretty sure that I've read some dystopian sci-fi where it's like the AI or whatever that humanity had to interact with was like all happy and cheery and stuff. But it was just making the protagonist like more frustrated having to interact with like the AI
plot.
That was just like...
That was just... I was just saying Rue is like evil.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what you're saying. Sometimes I think it when she steals socks all the time.
I always think that these are like just a sad representation of the times as the do not pet.
Oh, yeah.
Dog. It's like, your humanity makes you want to love that dog, but you're not allowed to.
Someone, when I was in high school, they had a drug dog. And I remember one of the guys in my Latin class tried to pet it and almost got his finger bit off.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, like, do they attack?
They're told. I mean, I don't think they're supposed to, but like, I mean, the dog was on the job and he was like, let me just reach out and try to pet it. And
snapped at him. I've seen really good like service dogs for blind people. And when you pet them, they just look super uncomfortable.
They're like, yeah, I'm not supposed to. I can't accept loves right now. So you know who loves? Rue.
Yeah.
She loves being petted.
I don't think could ever train her not to love
loves.
Think
that, like, what day of the emotional support dog testing do they test excitement pee?
I don't know. Like she doesn't do that anymore. I was really proud of her at Christmas time because I took her home and like she didn't excitement pee. And there's a lot of people in and out of the house all weekend.
It's a thing to be proud about if your dog doesn't just soak everything in urine.
Well, listen, that's what she did when she was a puppy. The vet said that she should outgrow it, and she did. I'm glad because otherwise I would have had to try and
deal with it. We should probably test that on video. We should try to give her different levels of excitement.
She was excited when she was here the other day for the Christmas video.
All right. Well, here we are, 2019.
It's been another week of the news.
We've learned some things.
So much technology news. CES is coming up. I'd say next week's episode is going to be insane because CES will have happened by then.
We're not sending anybody to go out there this year, are we?
No.
I didn't think so.
No one cares.
Yeah, it's kind of a it's hit or miss.
But we'll talk about it because what else do we have to talk about?
We will.
Nothing. And you'll be here for it too. See you then.
Bye.